grateful and we thank you. So what is maybe the most crucial part of prayer? I'm looking for one six-letter word. Starts with an L. I heard it. Listen. If we don't listen, how can we hear anything, right? So the other night, we have five dogs at our house. One is a guest who's been there for a very long time, Luke's dog, Hazel, great dog. And we have one dog, Fawn, who we don't know what happened to her before we got her. We've had her for well over a year and a half, almost 2 years now. But she's very food aggressive. If you get near her, if one of the dogs gets near anything that's like food, it's not pleasant. The other night, all the dogs were in the living room sound asleep. She's in the kitchen with me because I'm doing the dishes, right? All the dogs are asleep. I know this because I can hear two of them snoring. I quietly put a plate of gravy on the floor. And she's looking away, and thing is good, but you know what? Three heads went clunk. And so I picked it up and put it away. Well, the next thing I know, Hazel, Luke's dog, was too close. And Fawn went nuts. And she gets very angry very, very fast. And I had to get in the middle. And she calmed down pretty quick when she heard my voice, but not before she decorated my hand. Somebody asked me if Sarah did that, but there's like one, two, three, four, five. And I don't think so. Never mind. But she calmed down pretty quick. And she went back to our room, and she got on the couch, on the bed, and I went back there with her, and we just hung out for a little bit. Why do you think she calmed down so fast? She heard my voice. When Sarah was in kindergarten, first grade, those two grades were on the first level by the office in the elementary school. And I used to go in, and I was one of those parents who stood down by the door waiting for all the kids to get out, and she would see me halfway down the hall and come flying and leap into my arm. Why? She saw her father. She heard her father. When she was in bed, when she was little, and she was struggling with anything, she would generally call me, and I'd go in, and I would either sing to her, or I'd just sit there. Because she heard her father's voice, usually she could fall back to sleep. I was at work on, was it Saturday? It might have been yesterday. But I think it happened Friday. I was talking with a client, and he brought up prayer. And he said, I very rarely know what to pray about. So I just like say hey to God, and then I sit there and listen. And I looked at him, I said, how's that work for you? He said, almost every single time I do that, I hear my father's voice. And that got me to thinking, I call my dad as often as I can because I like to hear his voice, and I know it's probably not going to be a whole lot longer before I won't be able to hear that anymore. I mean, maybe 6 months, maybe a year, I don't know. That's in God's hands. But the voice that should be the most important is the one that hung on the tree. And I think we forget that. Maybe we don't forget that he's the most important, but we forget because I want this for Christmas, and I want my family to be healthy, and I want some more money, and I want to, and oh, by the way, please forgive me, but I want, when do we listen? And we don't. We get so busy, we get so focused on whatever it is we're focused on, that the noise is so loud out here, it drowns them out a lot of the time. And we're starting our Christmas series this morning. And during these next 4 or 5 weeks, I would like to challenge all of you, all of us, to take time every day just to listen. sometimes I have Air One in the background just really quietly when I'm driving, and it allows me to pray and to hear and to be in a worshipful frame of mind, but it's turned down so low that it's not overwhelming anything. And every now and then, it's like I'm right here. I'm taking care of you. This morning, driving in here, God and I chatted about the weather in northern Michigan, which I like, by the way. I just don't like driving in it at night. But he got me here safely. The other day, when did Kim go to Friday? Kim went to Marquette. Well, I go to work at like 6 o'clock in the morning. It's still dark at 6 o'clock in the morning. And it was snowing, and the headlights, and you can't see anything. And I'm thinking, she's driving to Marquette today. Nothing. The roads were dry. Nothing. All the way up there. Coming home, too. And God did that. But she didn't make that decision until she heard in her spirit that it was going to be okay to go. Folks, we got to take time just to be quiet. Because this is the one season of the year, maybe around Easter too, but right now for sure, where everybody is talking about Christmas. They're going to the malls, they're spending way too much money. They're hearing Christmas carols, they're singing Christmas carols half the time, and they don't even know what they're singing about. Take time. Close your mouth and just listen. And if you have trouble hearing, it's okay because he'll speak to you through your spirit. That's all I got.